As Dr. Harris pointed out, if the island would be Zrizah stick, they would be here for the Musar. it's hard to identify where we are because there's very few paragraphs and they're long. We're up to Exiv Derech Otso Kimshuchas Chadok. I could use some help translating here. You, anybody? The way of a lazy person is like Mishuchas Chadok.
The road of a lazy person is fenced with thorns, but the path of the upright.
Right, that's right. So, Mishuchas Chadok is like a path with thorns. Chadok is thorns. And Mishuchas is a path. So, Ayrak Yisharim, in the way of proper people who are not lazy, Salula is clear. Uchsev, Atsela Tapil Tadema. Laziness makes people tired. The Nefesh Rimiya Tirev. And a false soul, what did he say?
Deceptive soul.
Deceptive soul is hungry?
We'll go hungry.
Uksiv, this is what happens. You go to Tanakh where I'm lost. Taman Atso Yadi B'Talachas. A lazy one sticks his hand into the jar. Gamal Pia Lo Yishevet. He's so lazy he doesn't even take it out. Meaning he doesn't get involved in getting things done. Right. Chacham Atso Be'enov Mishiva Mishive Tam. A lazy person considers himself bright, brighter than seven people who give good reasons for things. In the winter, the lazy person doesn't plow. The soul, what? Will not plow. Sorry. The soul, becutzer, and asking where his grain is in the harvest season, and it's not there. The desire of the lazy person will kill him, because it holds his hands back from accomplishing. Go to the ant. Watch it and get smart. It doesn't have a king or ruler. The three kinds of rulers here, Katz and Shaita Maisho. I'm sure Archko has three different words. Tachem Bekayitz Lachma, it prepares in the summer its bread. Agru Bekatzer Machola, it stores during harvest season its food. It only lives for 6 months, I think the Medrash says. And it diligently, constantly is preparing. That's a Zaraz. Uksiv, Ad Masai Atul Tishkav, to when, lazy person, will you sleep? Masai Taka Mishnaskam, when will you get up from your sleep? Ma'atchnais, less sleep. Ma'atchnumais, less slumber. Ma'atchibuk Yadayim Lishkav, and less clasping your hands to go to sleep. Ba Ukamahalech Reichcha, what does that mean? Come?
Poverty will come like a traveler.
What?
Poverty will come like a traveler.
Rights coming to poverty will come like a traveler, and your lack will come like a person with a shield. I went through a lazy person's field, and a vineyard of a person who doesn't think. These are all kinds of thorns. Kisupan of Harulim, I'm sure he has two different words for Kamsraynim and Harulim. One must be thorns and one must be thistles. That was okay. The Gadrav, he has a better theosaurus than I do. The Gadrav on of Nersa, and the fence of stones was broken. The Echza Anaychi, I saw, Ashes Libi, I put my heart, Reisi, I saw, Lekakti Musar. Ma'achnais, the same Pasik, Ma'achnu Mais, Ma'achri Begidayim Lishkav, Ubam Mishalach Reshecha, your poverty will come like a person traveling among Sarkhi Yishmagin. Except, Amar Atzel, the lazy person says, Ari Bachot, he has excuses, there's a lion outside, but Tech Rechavis, what does that mean?
There's a line between the streets.
A line
between the
line
street. I'll be killed in the midst of the street.
I will be killed. We'll stop over here. Okay. Basically, replying to Nevsky is just quoting Tanakh.
What does that mean, like an armed man?
What? Meaning it'll come, like you won't be able to avoid it. A lazy person won't be able to avoid it. It'll be like an armed man. Unavoidable. Then I went back to the recording. Okay. Weiter. We are up to Chavdaot of the days. We're up to the Mishnah. Hamapela Shvir Mali Mayim. A woman. What? I said that. I know. I said before. I don't know if you heard me. I said today is Rishchaydish. Okay. It makes no difference. We all know it's Rishchaydish. I know. What?
Time.
I know that. But I said it.
Starting different. We end different.
Thank you very much. I'm a Bellisphere Molim Ayam.
Really?
Mishnah Chavdalat Amid Beis. If a woman in Mapelis means she has a miscarriage, she expels, a sphere is a fetal sac?
Embryo.
Full of water, Moli Dam, full of blood, Moli Ganunim, full of many colored liquids. Eina Cheshashas Levlad. There is no pieces, and therefore there's no reason to suspect that it is a disintegrated baby. It would not be completely liquefied. Vimayim Arukam. Yes?
You started the recording?
Before the Musar. I do this every day now. I start the recording at 5 to 6. So if people want to learn Musar, they should be able to listen to it too. And those people who don't want to learn Musar should be stuck with 5 minutes of Musar before they learn Gemara.
When they join,
yeah? What?
When they join, it says
that. Okay, well, anyway, obviously, Dr. Brace is not here. Yomai Marukam, what does Marukam mean?
Developed.
Teshav Lezachon and Kepa. Again, because she doesn't know. Is it a male or a female? So she gets the Yimei Tumah and the Keva, Yimei Tayar and the Zachar, which means 14 days of Tumah and 26 days of Tara.
What does it mean developed in this kind of
adult? I have no idea. Developed means that you can see some kind of solid there that was once a baby. That's what I think it means.
The embryo is a baby.
Obviously not, because the embryo is full of water. We're saying it's not a baby disintegrated. That's why I didn't... See, the Mishnah doesn't say the word embryo. So I don't have to sit and argue about it. Sphere, we always tie to the fetal sac, which means usually carries a baby. This one was not carrying a baby. Yes, doctor.
What do you think?
You can have a couple of things like...
All those words were on the tip of my tongue.
Many of the words you use were not on the tip of my tongue.
Yes.
Hydatidiform was going to be undifferentiated. Whereas teratoma often has differentiated parts of venous.
So those are Marukam. Teshav L'Zachar Nekeva, the days of Tumav and Nekeva, the days of Tara of
L'Zachar. Can we say that a fetal sac, assuming it had a baby?
Only if it's some solid, something in there. Not if it's full, just liquid. That's what it's saying. Now, what I don't know, and I might find out in the Gemara, I looked around, I didn't see anybody say it, it's lack of knowledge, is there a difference between a shoya and a sphere? See, the Mishnah uses the word sphere here. I was looking for somebody to tell me that shoya is different.
Shoya is...
One is, I think they translated it after birth. Again. So I don't know if there's a difference with a shoya and a sphere. Maybe we'll run into it again. I don't know for sure. So at this point, I'm not differentiating for lack of knowledge.
He says Shoya is afterbirth.
Afterbirth, right. An Apella Sandoi Shoya, here it is. Teisha Lezachar Lekeva. A Shoya is a baby. There is no Shoya without a baby. There can be a Shvir without a baby. There cannot be a Shoya. So here it's clear that I made a mistake.
And Sando is also a baby.
Sando is, again, there is a baby along. Sando is a twin.
Flattened,
automatically.
Flattened
a flattened baby, but there must have been another baby that flattened it.
Okay, it's flattened by
the baby. Then it wouldn't be a... The word sandal means that there was another baby.
What do you call it? It's like that flattened, but...
Panav Tuchais. We had that earlier.
That's obviously...
Rashi, Mali, Gnunim, Gavnim, Kavnim, Apella, Sandal. Zuk Rashi. Ein sandal beloy vlad achar. Sandal indicates there was another baby. Now Rashi says if there's another baby, so we ask she's coming because of the other baby. What are you talking about the sandal? There's another baby here. So why are we bringing sandal into the mix? Now, Rashi, because a sandal is not recognizable between a boy and a girl. The other baby might have been a boy, and it would have been 7 days of Tumah. Or it might have been a girl, and there would have been 66 days of Tara. But since it came along with a sandal, that creates a doubt. Because maybe the sandal is one or the other, and we will see in a second. Which was sandal, teshav l'zachar l'keva. Why? The subject zachar subject l'keva, this sandal, is not clearly male or female. In my vlad achar l'keva, if the other baby was in a keva, then the sandal makes no difference. Because if a woman has twin boy and girl, girl is the dominant thing for days of tum and tara. She doesn't have to worry about the boy at all, vis-a-vis days of tum and tara. She had a girl. She had a definite girl. Even though she had a definite boy, but she also had a definite girl, which gives her 2 weeks of tum and 66 days of tara. And the boy makes no difference. So if the other twin is a girl, we don't care about the sandal. Makes no difference. I don't care if he's a boy or a girl. She's going to get girl days anyway. You make tumah v'yimei tara. So I feel who's zachar, even if the sandal is a male, hayo in a keva b'day, since there is an akeva with him, she doesn't lose anything of the days of tumah or the days of tara in a keva. The zachar is absorbed in the days of nekeva. 7 is absorbed in 14, and 33 is absorbed in 66. Why don't we machmer both ways? But this sandal might have been in a keva. And if it's in a keva, she has 14 days of tumah. But if it's a zachar, she only has 33 days of tara. Since we don't know what this sandal is, it changes a suffix. If there's a definite girl here, there's no suffix. So I don't care what the sandal is. The girl will automatically make the halachas girly. 14 and 66. But if there's a boy, which is 7 and 33, and a sandal, which might be a girl, but might not be a girl, then we say, we got to give him 14 days of tumah, maybe it's a girl. But we can only give 33 days of tara, because maybe it's a boy. So she really gets 26 days of tara, because the 7 of the 14 are absorbed in the 33. That's what Rashi speaks out. So the sandal doesn't make a difference if the other twin is a girl.
By regular twins that are surviving, they bring in more than one carbon, or only two? Just one?
I would think so. But no, I'm pretty sure. Something my writer. Bishloim Madame of Mayim Loiklom. I got it. Blood and water is not an indication of a baby by itself. Again, it's totally liquefied. Oh, ganunim, colors. Why aren't the colors an indication of a perhaps a baby? Why don't we think the colors, why isn't the colors, the fact that it's multiple colors, and again, I don't know which colors it is, why isn't that an indication that something more was going on? Women don't usually have colors. They have blood, water, not different colors. Amar Abaya, Abaya answers, Kama yayin chai shasas ima shal zesh nimuach ubra b'teich mea. How much wine do you think she drank to cause the baby to totally disintegrate? Basically, what Abaya is saying is, disintegration into liquid doesn't happen to babies. They don't disintegrate to that. Tertia, you told me she drank a lot of wine, which causes kind of things to happen in her body. So how much wine do you think she drank already? Meaning nothing can make a baby into liquid. It's not going to happen. He uses the term, how much wine did she drink? Because it's a guzma. It's like saying, how much did you drink? 100 gallons? Like, it won't turn into liquid anyway. It's not like you would think that a lot of liquid would turn a baby into liquid. No, it doesn't. That's not biased terminology. Rashi. So Rashi, Shem Avlad, Ha'ibinimuach. Even the lav damu, the lav mayim, until the mefus levat, we should be afraid of a baby. Kama yayichai loshin guzma. He's like exaggerating. How much wine do you think she drank already? It was like a way of saying, this just doesn't happen. Babies don't liquefy.
So multicolored, again, because it's multicolored, that's why the chance that it was...
That's the kasha. That's the Gemara's question. Why doesn't the multicolor indicate something abnormal, which might have been a baby?
I'm asking, a regular pregnancy, if it turned out to be multicolored, and sometimes babies are born multicolored.
You move like that? Every baby's born multicolored.
No.
You have teeth, you have skin, you have blood.
Let me try to explain. This is only liquid. A pure liquid multicolored. No solid. So the Mishnah said it's not a baby.
Right.
So the question of the Gemara is, it usually liquid comes in red and white in a woman, not in multicolors. Why isn't the multicolor a sign that this is not regular and it might have been a baby that disintegrated? That's the Gemara's question. It has nothing to do with a living baby. And for the Gemara, babies don't disintegrate. That's Abaya's answer. It just doesn't happen. The way he expresses it is, how much wine did you think she drank already that it should disintegrate? It's a way of getting his message across. Babies don't disintegrate. Yes?
Rabbi Weiner translates this one nicely.
Right. Well, that's what a good man means. Right. Rav Amar Moleitnan. Rav says, no, maybe babies do disintegrate, but it says that it was full of this colored water. If it would be a disintegrated baby, it wouldn't fill up this sack. The disintegration would leave some air space. Don't ask me why, but I guess when a solid disintegrates, it makes less liquid than the solid occupied. I'm not sure why, but that's what it seems to say. Rashi, Rav Amar Mali Tanan. Rav Adi Bar Abba Amar Gavnim Tanan. The fact that it's multicolored is a sign of no baby, because if Isa de Ismach or Ismach, Hula Bechad Gavnim Havikoi. Had it disintegrated, it would have been all one color. So the fact that it's multicolored, again, I'm not a doctor, nor am I a professional, nor am I chazal. Rabbi Bahav is saying multicolored is not a proof for baby, it's a proof anti-baby, that it's not a baby, not anti-baby, it's a non-baby. This is a piece of, I got it to Gemara, I don't think it has a direct bearing on our subject. I used to bury the dead, meaning he was part of the Chevra Kedisha. And I studied the bones of the deceased. Now, obviously, he was dealing with deceased that he could see their bones. The bones not covered with flesh. One who drank undiluted wine, his bones were the color of burnt, charred,
burnt.
Mazug, if it was wine mixed with water, he had black bones. That's where Rashi brings the first shot. In the second shot, Rashi says, dried up bones. And Karoi, if he drank regular amount of wine, not more than necessary, he was not addicted. So then, at Smice of Meshuchen, he had smooth bones.
He thinks it's not how much, but whether it's
diluted
or not
diluted. So there's three things here. Undiluted is burnt. Diluted a lot is black. Diluted regular amount is there's three. You're reading two, there's three here. Right. Zakrashi. Sahiga Sinan Rachuyan Shkairin Shamati. Lishnakrina Shuyan Beloy Mayach Gumashicha without marrow and smoothness and like a little bit the word I'm looking for is a little bit of moisture. Eliyavesha, totally dry. Mazut, Rashi says, Yaitsamidai, more than he should be drinking. Yes, doctor.
Number one, Rabbi Weiner said, when I saw this, which is that the bones were being gathered for an ossuary, it was a secondary burial.
Okay,
number two, I don't understand why you said this is gathered and not related. It's related to the bones and the effect of wine on the bones and on the wine on the body. Which is what we were just talking about right before.
Again, we were talking about liquefied babies, and we're moving to colors of bones.
We brought up, and Maura brought up, the question, how much wine did they drink? This has to do with...
Yeah, it's true, but he used that as a muscle. That was used as a, quote-unquote, as a rhetorical question, that, right? So, therefore... It's not. I said it's not directly negayah mishnah, and I'm still sticking to that.
You're arguing on Reb Tzadik who says every agadah in every.
Okay, doctor, we're really leaving our discussion.
Okay.
I didn't say it doesn't belong in Masechtas Nidah, and I didn't erase the Gemara Chas v'Shalom. All I said is it won't have an impact on our babies that we're talking about. That's all I meant. Let's not take it any further than that.
I'm just suggesting that this may be the relationship.
Again, I'm asking. Tanya, Abishalai Mervitamer Rabbi Echanan, Chayvra Mesa Maisi, It's an interesting vitema. Abishol is a tala, Rabbi Yechon is an amira. So on the side, I think they say to look in Subas that there is a Rabbi Yechon and there's a tala. Taisus and Subas says there was another Rabbi Yechon and there was a tala. So therefore, Rabbi, it could be Abishol or Rabbi Yechon. I'm sorry?
You skipped a line.
Right. Abishol, where is it? This is another brisa. One who drank more than he eats, as mice of Sarufim, he was burnt bones. Achilasim, Rubim Shiyaitav, as mice of Sukhuyim. Sukhuyim means non-lubricated. Karoi, as mice of Meshuchim. Again. So Taisa speaks out, everybody eats more than they drink. That's what Taisa says. So Taisa says, Achilasim, Rubim Shiyaitav means he drank, he ate much more than he drank. But Taisa says, "Derech achila liyas meruba mishtiya." He says the Gemara says in Megillah that people ate achilas meruba mishtiya. People eat more than they drink. I know my doctors tell me that you have to drink and drink and drink and drink, but most people don't. In fact, when I told my dad, I drink a lot now because of my kidney, and the doctor told me I drink like 3 of his patients or maybe 4 of his patients every day. So, but people don't drink a lot. But the Gemara is saying that if you overeat compared to drinking, it affects the bones. If you eat normally and it affects the drinking, then your bones are the healthy bones. Tanya Abishol Eimer, Vitaimer Rabbi Yechonon, Chayver Meisim Ayisi. Now, these stories, again, it's questionable. There is a Mashal, I believe, I forgot where it is, that says that every Agarata has Pashup Shat. Others argue in the Mashal, and they say some Agaratas cannot be understood with Pashup Shat. You have to say they're an allegory, if that's the right word. However, in this case, the Mashal himself says it's an allegory. So it's interesting that the Mashal doesn't tell you Pashup Shat. There he just says, every Agarata has Pashup Shat. Here he's saying what the Remez is to us in this Agarata, which he does many, many times. So he's saying there might be Pashup Shat, but why are we interested in the Pashup Shat of this story? Who cares? There it is. It's to teach us something. Dr. Magamara. Hamachash Rasti Achetvi. I ran after a deer. V'nichnasti B'kula Shomeis. And I entered the thigh bone, I believe that's what it is, of a mace. The rats the akhrib sholish parsas, which is 12 mil, which is 24,000 feet amas, which is about 9 miles. Right. Utsvila yigati, I couldn't catch up to the deer. The kulis lekosa, but the thigh bone was still there. I didn't get to the end of the thigh bone. Because when I came back, and I told them in the base medrash, Amrali shall Aig Melech HaBashan Haisa. You got into the thigh bone of Aig Melech HaBashan. And therefore, it was such a long thigh bone because it was Aig Melech HaBashan. Now, the Mashal has a whole remez here that has to do, he wanted to run away from Tumah, but I don't know. Again, I'm not going to speak out to Mashal because I'm not sure I understand it completely, but he says it's to teach us some lesson and people that are involved in Tumah want to get out, how difficult it is. Later. Tanya Abishol Leiber. Chayver Meisim Ayisi.
He was 8,000
The Gemara says that it's, there's a brisa elsewhere that says his coolest was more than 9, more than whatever parsas, more than Shalos parsas. So that's why the Gemara says it was like Melech HaBashan, which is another brisa that alludes to that. I'm sure the bottom says something like that. The thigh bone is the thigh bone. It's between the knee and the end of the foot, end of the leg, I should say.
I said 6,000
Right. Tanya. Abishal Leimer. Kaiver made some easy. Hamagas Niftachamara Tachta, a cave opened under me where there was a maze. Lamati Begalgul Einai Shoat Chaitmai. And I stood in a person's eye socket up to my nose, meaning his eye socket was so deep that I was able to go in all the way down to my nostril, nose. His Rati Rachairai. Amru, they told me, Ayin Shah Absalom Haisa. Mishnah in Saita tells us that Absalom Be'enav, he had unique, beautifully eyes. And it seems that he had large eyes, and the Gemara is saying it was deep eyes, even as much as that. Now, what this means, again, see Marsha. I wonder if Rabbi Weiner bothers explaining it or not. I'm not sure. If he does, you can read him. If not, you can read the Marsha.
One eye.
I said that. It's true that I said, right? You don't fall into two, you fall into one. Again, I'm reading a Gemara, I'm leaving it alone. Dr. Gemara Vaita. Now, the next Gemara makes it even more difficult, okay? I'm just going to explain, again, I don't know the Musar involved in this Gemara. I don't know. There is. No Lagara says Chas V'Shalom to waste. It's here for a reason. And the Gemara doesn't tell me the reason. The Mefarshim explained the reason. There's a Maral on this, and a Ben Yoyada, and a Mashah. Different Mefarshim will take it different ways. I don't know if Artsko bothered explaining it or not. I don't know. All I knew is that when I saw the Mashah, it was a big, difficult thing for me to integrate into myself well enough to explain. So therefore, I'm not going to draw it. Maybe you're going to tell me Abishal was small, a midget, or short. He was tallest in his generation, which is a way of saying he was a tall man. Reb Tarfon, you want to know how tall he was? Reb Tarfon, Magia Lexefei. Reb Tarfon's height reached the height of Abishal's shoulder. Reb Tarfon, and Reb Tarfon was very tall. Reb Meir, who was a generation and a half later, Magia Lexefei, reached Reb Tarfon's shoulder. Reb Meir, was very tall. Reb Rebbe, Magia Lexefei. Rebbe, Rebbe was tall. Reb Chia, Magia Lexefei. Reb Chia, Reb Chia was tall. But Rav, Magia Lexefei. Rav Aruch B'day Rahavi, he was very tall. Reb Yehuda, his Talmud, Magil, was say to him. Reb Yehuda, Aruch B'day Rahavi, Reb Yehuda was tall. But Adadaila is the one who served him. His name was Ada. His Gabai, Magil, was say to him. Parshasichna de Pumpadisa, the name Parshasichna is the name of a person, Rashi says, who lived in Pumpadisa, Koylev Adadaila Palge, he reached half of Adadaila, who reached the shoulder of Rabbi Yehuda, who reached the shoulder of Rav, who reached the shoulder of Chiyo, who reached the shoulder of Rebbe, who reached the shoulder of Meir, who reached the shoulder of Tarfon, who reached the shoulder of Abishol. And regular people reached this Pasha Sichna till his waist. I think Chaytzei is his waist. I don't know what he translates it as. Loins, which I think means waist, I think. Period. So it's just trying to show you how tall Abishol was. And he went all the way down. Now, again, there's a lesson in all this. What it is, I don't know. Yes, Doctor?
Two things. We've got to be more close in terms of the astronomy. Because we've got the Gra who says in Evishlema that every single Gemara is literally true, including the Gemara's Rabba Bar Bar Kana. Then you've got the Maharal on a chapter which sounds very similar to this one. In which he says that there are ones which are simply Mishalom. And he gives there the reason. He's talking about the footsteps when the traveler was going through the footsteps, and they were the Amorayim and the Tanayim. You know, the footsteps got ever bigger. And the Maharal says something which might conceivably...
So, you know, I'd rather leave it to people to look up the Maharal than to get up into
the... To show the eminence of prior generations, which fits very well.
That for sure. That I have no problem with. Again, the lesson in Abishal going into the eye socket that deep, I don't know. I'm sure, again, I'm not doubting that there's a lesson to be learned. And I did quote him, Marshall, who says, every I got it, this much of shot. So he agrees to what you quoted from the Gra.
Well, he said it's
up here. He didn't say it doesn't have much of shot. The same Marshal says everyone has Parshat Pshat, right. But the Gemara wouldn't be teaching it to us for Parshat Pshat. Why should I care that Abishal went into somebody's eye socket? Terry says he did, but the reason the Gemara brings it is for a lesson, not to tell us the story. It's not story time. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kulis etzem ayerach daila, which is shamis drabanan v'adishmai. He served the rabbanan. Parsha sichna shema ish. Don't think of my right. Shalul lufnei Rebbe. They asked Rebbe, I'm a pele shvir moli basar mahu. What happens if the shvir is full of flesh? Amr lem lo shamati. I don't know. I didn't hear. Notice Rebbe said, I didn't hear. I mean, Rebbe wasn't going to make up things. He was going to say it over if he heard it from somebody. But if he didn't, he said, I don't know.
Moli basar means no blood.
Moli basar. It seems to say that it's moli basar, right? Liquid, yes. Amr l'vana Rabbi Shmuel ben Yaisi. Kach amr Abba, my father Rabbi Yaisi said, Moli dam t'meya mida. Moli basar t'meya leda. My father told me it's t'meya leda. Right. Now Taisus is bothered, why isn't the Mishnah raya? The fact that the Mishnah only talks about liquid and doesn't mention solid, why isn't that a proof that solid is a baby? Look, Taisus, that from the Mishnah you could say it's a Suffolk baby, not a Vadai baby. And the question here was, is it a Vadai baby or a Suffolk baby? Meaning the Nafkamina would be, does she get any days of Tara? Maybe she only gets days of Tumah and no days of Tara. So, what? That's the Shaila. That's the Shaila of Gemara. Is it a Vadai Leda or maybe not a Leda? Right. Amalah, and that's the Gemara Shaila. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yaisi said, it's Tumeya Leda Vadai. Amalai, Ilamalai Davar Chadesh Amar Talonu Mishim Avicha Shmanucha. Had you told me something new from your father, I would have listened to it. Akshav, Bidaha Kamaisek Izicha, since the first Braisa was like a individual opinion, Kisumcha Shama Mishum Rameir, Hanami Shemekir Bishua Amra Vein Halachikir Bishua. Meaning like this. Since the first, I don't know which, I mean, since the beginning of the Mishnah, which said, all the way back, at the beginning of the Perek, Dam Betrei Chaticha, if you have blood in the piece, mass that came out, right, in Pelet Chaticha, Yeshim Adam Tameyev, and Lav Tahira, right, and Sumcha said that the Dam inside, it's considered Tamei, that's an individual opinion, and that was going like the Sumchas, not like the Rabim. So therefore, maybe your father was going like an individual opinion. We don't paskin like. Tanya, Hamapele Shvir Shein Marukam. If it comes out a baby that's not formed, but it's flesh, Rabbi Shua Mevlad, Rabbi Chachamim, my main Mevlad. So therefore, I don't know, because Rabbi Shua says, I'm sorry, Shvir Shein Marukam means it's empty. That's what I think it means. I didn't have, well, unformed, right? Zot Rashi, believe Rashi. Zot Rashi, Rashi didn't say, did I finish it? Kesumcha Zerei Spirkin Dam Shabatei Chaticha Matam Mishim Dida V'Yechidohi. Rabbi Shua Amra, the Mishum Or Shvir L'chudei Matame Mishum Leida. The Or is enough. V'Yechidohi. The Duma Filo Moli Basar Pligi. Maybe the Rabbanan argue even on Basar since there's no formation of any kind of baby. Given the name of Ruka Mi'aylam Lo'ay Vlad. Maybe it was never a baby. V'yavah Gav the Polo Rabbi Shua B'Shvir L'chudei Moli Da Moida. The Lav Vlad Hum the Da Mechir Cholav. He might argue on an empty sphere and saying that the skin of the embryo is an indication of a baby, which they argue on, but on liquid he would admit. So since this Rabbi Shua says it by, basically what Rabbi is saying is, you haven't helped me, because it might be an individual opinion that your father is quoting, Rabbi Shua. Because Rabbi Shua says, even skin is an embryo, is a shash of a baby. So for sure, flesh. Mashaykin Rabbanan, who argue on skin, might argue on flesh as well. That's what he's saying, and we will stop over here because this is as far as I prepared, and we will start a Mitzvah on Monday morning. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Chodesh.